This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Almost immediately after the South Carolina primary, North Carolina votes tomorrow, one of 14 states that's part of Super Tuesday. Joining me to talk about South Carolina and what's ahead here is WFAE's political reporter Steve Harrison. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Lisa.
So let's start with the latest news with Pete Buttigieg dropping out. What does this mean for North Carolina tomorrow?
Well, let's start with why he's out. He did so well in the first two contests, but then faltered in Nevada and South Carolina. Exit polls showed him getting 2% of the African-American vote in South Carolina. Buttigieg wasn't going to win North Carolina. A recent Marist poll had him at 7% in the state. But there are hundreds, maybe thousands of people in Charlotte wondering today who they're going to vote for. I covered one of his rallies in Rock Hill back in the fall. There were probably 1,000 people there, and a good chunk of them were from Charlotte. And Buttigieg's announcement brings me to Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. She was in Charlotte Saturday night at the University Hilton, and she was speaking at a fundraiser for the state Democratic Party. She didn't quit, but she ended her speech with what sounded like her laying the groundwork to do so.
In the words of my friend John McCain, the last thing he showed me, the last time I saw him before he died when he was in his ranch, he showed me the words that said, "There is nothing more liberating than fighting for a cause larger than yourself."
Okay, so let's go back to former Vice President Joe Biden's stronger-than-expected victory in South Carolina on Saturday. Now that it's been a couple of days since that win, is there any more detail on what happened and why the other Democrats did so poorly?
So the Washington Post yesterday did this great analysis of who voted in South Carolina. Turnout was really high, 528,000 people. That's much more than the 373,000 people who voted 4 years ago when it was Hillary Clinton versus Bernie Sanders. So for Democrats, that's a great sign because remember, after the Iowa caucus, the party was worried because turnout was really meh. It was about the same as in 2016. And the Post story noted that the biggest increase in South Carolina was from predominantly white precincts. So Biden did well overall, and exit polls showed he even defeated Sanders among white voters.
And the poll showed a much closer race. Any idea what happened?
Yeah, they did show a closer race, with Sanders closing in on Biden, but then the former vice president pulling away a little in the final polls, but nowhere near the huge margin that Biden had. I think one thing to note is that a primary electorate is just so different from who votes in a general election. In the general, you have these two massive armies of voters facing each other, and they made up their minds months ago. But I was in Rock Hill on Saturday. There were a lot of voters I talked to who didn't know who they were going to vote for as they walked in their polling place. I don't think they were blowing me off. They told me, you know, once they left who they voted for.
And now it's on to Super Tuesday, which includes North Carolina. Early voting ended Saturday. What do we know so far?
So this could be a similar situation to South Carolina in terms of turnout. The Democratic firm EQV Analytics in Raleigh says the state's early voting for Democrats has gone past their 2016 numbers already, and that tally was done last week with a few days left of early voting. Republican early voting is down compared to 2016, but I wouldn't read too much into that. I mean, remember 4 years ago, President Trump was battling Ted Cruz, his last real challenger. And speaking of the president, he will be holding a MAGA rally tonight at Bojangles Coliseum.
That's right. Now, back to Joe Biden. After that great win, where is he going to be the next couple of days?
Yesterday, he was in Selma, Alabama. And then today, he's going to be in Texas. And then on Election Day, he'll be in Los Angeles, in California, which, of course, has the most delegates at stake. North Carolina has the third most behind California and Texas. South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, whose endorsement of Biden last week was seen as a big boost for the former vice president, did campaign for Biden in Fayetteville yesterday. And Bernie Sanders will be in his home state of Vermont on Tuesday, which, of course, he's expected to win easily.
You mentioned earlier that Amy Klobuchar was in Charlotte Saturday night, and so was former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. What did he say?
He criticized the president's response to the coronavirus and then said that Bloomberg is a bad debater, but who cares? And Bloomberg has invested heavily in North Carolina. He has that huge field office in Uptown Charlotte, 125 paid staff here. And if you've been watching TV at all, you've probably seen his commercials.
And one more. What do the polls say?
So that Marist poll I mentioned earlier had Biden at 26% and Sanders at 24%. That's for North Carolina. Bloomberg was at third with 15. But that poll was done February 23rd through 27th. That's before South Carolina, before Buttigieg dropped out.
So still lots up in the air.
So much up in the air.
That's WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.